This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Donald W. Ingram as personal representative of the estate of Ralph M. Orthwine, appellant vs. CFM Insurance, INS. Respondent, decided December 17, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District, in division Donald W. Ingram as personal representative of the estate of Ralph M. Orthwine, appellant, Naresti 38338, Vijir, filed December 17, 2024, CFM Insurance, Inc. Cibrier. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Taney County. Honorable Jeffrey M. Merrill, judge affirmed. Introduction. This case arises out of the trial court's grant of summary judgment in favor of CFM Insurance, Inc. Insurance Company on counts 1 through 4 of the amended petition of the estate of Ralph M. Orthwine, the estate, and its dismissal of count 5 of the estate's amended petition. Each of the estate's claims depend on insurance company not being subject to section 380.511, which exempts mutual insurance companies organized under sections 380.201 to 380.591 from certain insurance laws, two including vexatious refusal to pay claims and valued policy claims. 1. See parv 380.511. There is no dispute that insurance company is organized as a Chapter 380 mutual insurance company and received a certificate of authority from the Department of Insurance, Financial Institutions, and Professional Registration, the Department, to operate as a mutual insurance company under Chapter 380 in June 2010. The sole dispute in this case is whether the estate sufficiently controverted insurance company's material fact that it was operating under Chapter 380 by relying on an exhibit from the department that stated insurance company had failed to file amended corporate documents with the department in 2017. According to the estate, insurance company's failure to file amended corporate documents in compliance with Chapter 380 means there is a genuine issue of material fact as to whether insurance company was operating under Chapter 380. The estate is incorrect because the exhibit relied on by the estate does not demonstrate insurance company was no longer operating under Chapter 380. The estate has failed to show the existence of a material fact that precludes summary judgment. We affirm the judgment. Background: in 2017, Ralph M. Orthwine, decedent, purchased a homeowner's insurance policy from insurance company, which included coverage for decedent's dwelling and personal property from risk of loss from fire. In December 2017, while the policy was in force, decedent's home and its contents were destroyed by fire. Insurance company paid decedent the policy limits, minus the deductible, for the loss of his dwelling. Insurance company did not pay insurance benefits for the contents of the dwelling. 1. A vexatious refusal to pay claim is a statutory claim arising out of section 375.420. A valued policy claim is likewise statutory, arising out of section 379.140. All statutory citations are to RSMO 2016. 3. Because decedent never completed an inventory of the items lost in the fire as required by the policy, despite insurance company providing decedent with multiple opportunities to complete the request. In July 2020, decedent died, and the estate sued insurance company for 5 counts related to insurance company's failure to pay the policy limits for the contents of the dwelling. These counts are: 1. A claim for declaratory judgment that insurance company was not exempt under Chapter 380 from either the Chapter 379 valued policy statute or vexatious refusal to pay statute. 2. Breach of contract for insurance company's failure to pay the policy limit for decedent's unknown personal property. 3. Insurance company's failure to pay for loss of decedent's unknown items of personal property, alleging the vexatious refusal to pay statute authorized a separate cause of action. 4. A claim for fraud and deception, because insurance company made several requests that decedent itemize personal property. And 5. Intentional infliction of emotional distress. Insurance company moved for partial summary judgment on counts 1-4 of the estate's petition and dismissal of count 5. Insurance company argued it was entitled to summary judgment as a matter of law on the estate's first 4 counts because insurance company is a mutual insurance company organized and operating under Chapter 380, which exempts it from Missouri's vexatious refusal to pay and valued policy statutes. The estate, in its response to insurance companies' statement of uncontrolled